Well, we continue to do our youth messages online and virtually. We have a few of the youth that's coming back to church. We had Courtney and Hannah in church on Sunday, and we're grateful for that. And we always ask them if they have contact with any of the others, and we want to hope and pray that you all are doing well and that you're receiving some of the messages that we send out. But we also address all the youth of the church, because we're all young at heart. Amen. Now, Jesus taught in parables, and we wonder, what is a parable? Well, a parable is literally something that allows Jesus to tell stories to people that come up and be a part of his ministry. He tells the story of earthly things, and he uses a lot of analogy about farming. Stories of earthly things with a heavenly meaning. Now, I was entitled my little message today, God's Word as Seeds, or Seeds as God's Word. And since Jesus is talking an awful lot about farming and the different things like that, how we can relate to seeds. Now, I don't know if you ever studied Johnny Appleseed in school or not, but Johnny Appleseed was somebody way back when, probably in the mid-1800s. I don't even remember. It's been a long time. And he felt as though that he wanted to share apples with everybody. So what he did is he took apple seeds, and he went all along the East Coast where apple trees could grow, and he planted seeds. And guess what? We got a lot of apples today. Well, God's Word's the same way. We want to be able to plant seeds in people's heart and let them seeds grow. You know, the Scripture says, when Paul was talking about this seed faith, I, Paul, planted, Apollo watered, and God gave the increase. So, there's another way of explaining a parable, and I want to be able to kind of put it this way. If you've ever been to a doctor, or your mom and dad went to the doctor with you, and you got a prescription, well, you take that prescription that the doctor writes, goes to the drugstore, gives it for the pharmacist for the medicine that's going to help you not to be sick. The doctor checks you all over, and he thinks about the kind of medicine that would be best for you, and he writes a little note to the pharmacist and tells him what he wants him to do, to make up pills or syrup or capsules. You know, you carry this little note to the drugstore. Have you ever tried to read one of those little notes? I had one that I brought here to show you, and it's almost like the way that I write, but the pharmacist seems to understand what the doctor's saying. So, it's a prescription. God's Word is also a prescription. God's Word helps us to understand life and to be able to help people. Because sometimes when Jesus told parables like that for the Christians, wait a minute. There were other people there that were not followers of Jesus. And they listened to his talk too. And just as you look at a note from the doctor, they did not know what Jesus really meant when he was telling these parables or stories. These special sayings were primarily for believers. But you'll understand what Jesus meant when you read the Bible because you believe. And that's one of the most wonderful parts about being a Christian. You can understand Jesus. And when you believe in him, you understand a lot of things about God and other people that you did not know or maybe even understood before. And as I say, God's Word is like little seeds that are planted in our heart as we learn more and more. So the next time you go to the doctor or you see a prescription that they wrote, you'll remember what I told you about these parables of Jesus, and then you will be glad that you believe in him as the Son of God. You know, we put the Word of God and we hide it in our heart and we allow it to come out when we need it. It is really a cool thing of God's Word being planted into your spirit and your soul Well, God bless you. Hope and pray you're all doing well. See you soon, I pray.